you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what I found out? Who was counting all of the late swing votes? Y'all remember this guy? It was him.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
her Pennsylvania 15, hired him.
16, 17, 18. Yeah, come on. 1, 2.
Hey. Someone sent me that. I thought it was hilarious. It is, what is even that? It's November 11th, I believe. Thanks for coming on back. Hope you guys are having a good week. It's the middle of the week, and I don't, you know, you guys know this. I don't, this isn't live, right? I'm recording this beforehand. So I don't know if this, that little guy is still counting or not. 23, 24, but maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Regardless, we're here to have some good time and not talk about politics, right? We're having fun. November 11th, 2020. Correct Opinions. We're back. Episode 61. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Thanksgiving is, a couple weeks away? Your boy is hosting and cooking. That's right. I'm all for general equality. That's why I'm pretty, I feel like some sexist stuff's coming my way. When I was like, hey, because my wife has to work. So I'm like, I got this. I'm making Thanksgiving dinner. Everyone in my family, oh, you sure about that? Can you do that? So I think I've told you all this before. I apologize. I'm going all out. And so I'm starting to look at recipes. And, you know, I haven't done this a lot. But actually, a listener mentioned this to me as well. But you see some of these recipes. This girl is Call Me Betty. This is a blog. Her name's Amanda, but she goes, everyone calls me Betty Crocker. I doubt it, but I've done a lot, hours and hours to make Thanksgiving meal. And half of that time is to get through the dang recipe articles. Thanksgiving stuffing, where do I do it? This, and they write a dang book before you get to the actual ingredients. This make-ahead Thanksgiving stuffing is like a more wholesome or delicious version of the stovetop you grew on. It's bursting with fresh herb flavor, crisp on top, chewy in the middle. What are the ingredients? Best part is, and we made it ahead of time. Da, 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 da. So, why stuffing? Ah, stuffing. The difference between stuffing and dressing. Some people love it, some people hate it. For me, it's one of my favorite. What? How much sage do I put in? This year, I decided to change that. I've been working on this recipe since September, and just last week, I perfected the first. What else I'm making? I'm also making the. I mean, I'm scrolling. Also, she's getting her money. There's 95 ads on this. I'm a hypocrite, though, so don't. Okay. Sorry if there's. I don't do that many ads, okay? Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. The broth amount is not a hard and fast amount. You'll likely need to adjust it. I really love this recipe. I'm excited to make this ahead. I still haven't found the ingredients. Here's a separate one with the ingredients at the very bottom. Pook's Pantry, classic bread stuffing, is synonymous with Thanksgiving as turkey. Cubes of dried bread mixed with celery, onions, it's my favorite dish. Just tell me how to make the stuff. Stuff your mouth and tell me the ingredients, because I'm trying to make this. So wish me luck. Who knows if I'll ever get to the actual ingredient portion, but that's what's happening in my world, trying to work on that. I did notice, what else happened to me last week? I saw Khalid. We all know who Khalid is. Very famous singer. In the east side with a city and the sun don't set. I saw, he tweeted, what was it? Let me pull, I'm going to I had this on my phone here. He tweeted something about politics, I think, like, I don't know what it was. And Kerry Washington, the actress, retweeted him and said, "Yes, we the best. I couldn't resist." She thought Khalid was DJ Khaled. Oh, yes. I love celebrities. They're so, there's heads up in the clouds. They don't know anything. Okay, I got to pull this up. Someone, I think this is back from March pandemic times, but it's just celebrities make it so easy. This is like an array of celebrities reading children's books to raise money to fight hunger. And it's just, I guess for some people, it just so rarely translates. Like, look at this.
I'm Jen. Thank you for watching Save With Stories.
She has a long Jennifer neck Gardner. And white feathers and wings.
Let's read.
Reese Witherspoon.
Just because I'm furry doesn't mean I'm a bear.
Don't know who that is.
He lifted her up onto his back where she could reach the beautiful flowers.
And Jim swam away.
They're making reading fun for kids who are now learning at home because of COVID-19.
Just in time. Go, Jim, go.
Like, what four-year-old is like, yes, yes, Amy Adams, the star of Sharp Objects on HBO. Read me. She's like, they're four. Like, Mom, I want you to read to me. No, listen to Jennifer Gardner. She was great in rom-coms in the 90s, okay? This is good.
The rhinoceros and the baby. Where's your nose? Yeah.
Point is frustrating.
Jimmy Fallon.
Kangaroos are kangaroos.
Is your mama a llama? I asked my friend Fred. No, she is not.
No, listen to Natalie Portman read you a bedtime story for little kiddos. Mommy, wasn't she the lady who was in that erotic, horrible film, Black Swan? It's like they're five. Their kids are learning to read. Get Big Bird back in the game or, you know, Pee-wee's Playhouse. This isn't.
That's what Freddie said.
They're working to feed vulnerable children and provide them with learning tools. Miss Congeniality is reading.
There is so much goodness and love in the world.
And we can get through this together.
It's a nice sentiment, but again, they don't. It's so easy. You know what? We're out of work. We're bored. And we don't have enough attention. How do we do it? We're going to help these kids read. These moms have it hard. We know that. Well, we don't know that because our nannies tell us it's difficult. But now we're stuck here. We're like, oof, we don't want to spend time with our kids. We'll read to yours. I'm happy to do that. I'm Jennifer Gardner. Here's the Winnie the Pooh. It's like, Mom, who's this woman? You know what it's time for that we haven't done in a while, people?
Crazy white baby names.
Woo! I got some good ones today. I've been stashing these for a while. And it's time to bring him back because there's been enough going on that we need to address this. So thank you guys for sending in your submissions. You can always do that. Email me, correctopinions@treykennedy.com, or hit the Correct Opinions Instagram account. Thank you so much. Mackenzie writes in, Trey, love the podcast. I wanted to submit some stuff for you to roast for a while, but I keep forgetting, so I'm finally sending something in. Thank you, Mackenzie. Correct Opinions. Let's do it. Recently, I heard about somebody who named their white baby Tallulah. T-A-L-O-O-L-A, Tallulah. Could you pass the Tallulah sauce? What? It's like that spicy Mexican sauce, but without the spice or the Mexican. It's very white. Tallulah, that is a made-up name, and I don't like it.
Crazy white baby names.
Woo! Jennifer, she sent in a Brownwin. Bronwyn, I'm sorry. Excuse me for messing that up the first time, as it's not a name at all. Bronwyn.
Crazy white baby names.
Bronwyn. It does make it so difficult on these kids. We got some more. We got plenty, people. We have plenty. This woman, I might keep this one anonymous. She sends in, hey there, hope you're having a great day. I have a couple of things. The first is a crazy white child. Okay. So she says she worked at a church last year, and during the summer, they had a VBS type event. On the first morning during registration, this kid piles out of his minivan without shoes and came to the registration table. I asked him what his name was. He said, Ransom. His name was, and middle name was Paid. Ransom Paid, baby. Oh, Derek's struggling not to laugh. Ransom Paid. What's your name? My name's Sinner. Your name is Sinners. Middle name, no more. Okay, I get what you're trying. Your name is Ransom. You meet some nervous little boy. What's your name? Ransom. It's like, oh my God. Okay. Does someone have a sniper on you, kid? Is there a Ransom? Sinner no more. What's your name? My name is Washed. What? Washed? Middle name Whitus. Our last name is Snow. Okay. I see what you're doing. Your middle name is White. That Ransom paid, people. Woo!
Crazy white baby names.
Thanks for sending that one in. That one's special. We got another here. This is a nice, this is an article out of the paper. That's a very extra thing to do, to pay to put your baby announcement in the paper. I guess if just because you want all the geriatrics to know there's a new baby in the zip code, but the parents even got some wild names going on. But Kaintrell and Charisse are new parents of twins, Zedekiah Lynx and Lakeland Ellie. Zedekiah Lynx was born at 117, weighed 6 pounds, 9 ounces. And Lakeland Ellie was born at just shortly thereafter, 5 pounds, 2 ounces. I think they tried to publish in the paper to try to cover up the fact that, yeah, these are robots dropped in from the, who knows where. My name is Zedekiah Lynx, 6 pounds, 9 ounces, without the batteries.
Crazy white baby names.
Ransom paid. I can't get over that one. That's one of the best ones we've ever had on here. Just doing too much. Okay, that's the one I want to end with. Oh. Hey, Trey, I'm from Utah. Oh, this is going to be good. So we've got some of the weirdest names out there. That's right. Now, there's nothing more difficult than what the nurses and stuff have gone through this year with the pandemic. But I think a close second, if there was ever a second place, probably not a close second, but if there was a second place, it's the poor delivery nurses and doctors in Utah. We got to write what down on the birth certificate? Spell that again. Is it a boy or a girl? We're going to find out when it's born. It's a boy. Okay. And you're naming it Justa? I met someone one time whose name was Justa, J-U-S-T-A, cowgirl swan. Just a cowgirl swan. Just a swan. Or just a cowgirl. I guess they're just a cowgirl, but then they forgot their last name's also a noun. Just a cowgirl swan. What is a cowgirl swan? Is that a Utah thing? That's like, is that like a cowgirl swan? I guess I could picture that being like an eloquent bike rider, which would make sense. Just a cowgirl swan. Goliath on her bike, knocking on your door. Thank you for that one. We're going to end with
crazy white baby names.
With one of the better submissions in a while. That's what we had to do this. Brittany. She's sending something in. She said, this is a family with 8 children. 8 children, that's right. She sent me the proof. She sent me the Facebook page. I'm not going to out the parents, but I don't know how many people have 8 kids with these names. 8 kids. Get ready. These 8 names are as follows. Firstborn, Legend. The secondborn, Epic. Number 3, sweet, sweet number 3, Icon. Number 4, Historic. 5, Inspire. 6, Greatness. 7, Courage. And 8. What do we need, number 8? Revolution. Okay, Wi-Fi, come on. The Wi-Fi couldn't even handle it. Legend, Epic, Icon, Historic, Inspire, Greatness, Courage, Revolution. It's a family of 8. It's 8 children. We'll go ahead and 8 times. Oh, so that concludes a wonderful segment of Crazy White Baby Names. Thank you guys for your never ending submissions, because they truly never end. I believe their last name is Mindenhall, which kind of what is that? Is that Jewish? I don't know. It's I don't think it is. I don't know anything. Mendenhall. I guess, yeah, that's kind of funny. My name is Icon. What's your last name? Mendenhall. It kind of, it evens out, I guess you could say. So, Crazy White Baby Names. Another one there in the books. Thank you very much. We're going to move right along. So, we've all seen the baby announcements. They're all over the place, right? They really are. And people loved, we've noticed a trend. Someone alerted this to me on the email as well. I really appreciate it. Shout out to Courtney. It's kind of a new, they like to pair it with a holiday, right? So maybe you're kind of at 6 weeks around Halloween. Let's, you know, we're like, looks like he can control his Halloween-y. We're pregnant. Okay. I don't know if I saw that one. I made that one up, but, you know, you've seen those, right? Like someone might say something like Courtney mentioned this. Shout out to Courtney in the email. She said, never miss an episode, never miss anything. We agree on everything. We might be relatives. Maybe we are, Courtney. Thanks for the love. She says, like, someone might announce their baby on tax day and say, as if I'm not already paying enough and broke enough, we're welcoming an additional tax benefit to our bank account. Happy tax day, baby coming December 2021. You're like, okay, the tax day is already horrible enough. Don't do this to us. And, Labor Day, we know it's Labor Day for y'all, but Labor Day for me is in 6 months. Happy Labor Day, little Revolution Jones coming in math. What is the math of that? February. I don't know what's 6 months from Labor Day. Earth Day, reduce, reuse, recycle, reproduce, did not use, missed my cycle. Baby Smith coming 2022. Shout out Courtney for that one. That's funny, dude. It's just never going. Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. We're veterans ourselves. We're announcing baby number 5. Okay, this is not what this holiday's about, the Macaulays. Why don't you tone it down? Happy Groundhog Day. Oh, he poked out and saw 6 weeks of shadow. I'm poking out little Timmy in 6 months. Happy Groundhog Day. We're happy to announce baby number 3. Here he comes. Like, ugh. You just compare your new child to a groundhog? Well, happy Margarita Day. I'm going to miss sipping on these the next 7 months. We're pregnant. Stop. Daylight savings. Spring forward. We'll be already getting less sleep too in 7 months. That's right. Baby Christopher coming in November 2040. Just tone it down. What else did I gotta give credit to Courtney for this one? She said Black Friday. Black Friday is meant for major savings, but we've been doing some major splurging. And we were deaf up early in the morning, if you catch my drift. The babies, we're pregnant. Ugh, stop. It's always, put down the letterboard, okay? And just and get through the pregnancy. It's too much. Oh, man. There's too many baby announcements, man. We're going on tour. That's right. I'm currently on tour. Just did a couple shows for the good people of Florida. That's right. Got another show tonight. That's right. If I'm thinking correctly, West Palm. I think there's tickets left. If there's not, I'm sorry. But there's definitely tickets left to we're heading out to Lexington, Kentucky. I'm talking to you. Toledo, Ohio. Huntsville, Alabama. I'm talking to you. TreyKennedy.com/tour. Go get the tickets. Don't miss that. And you're like, what is that? There's only like 3 cities, Trey. What are you doing? I want to. Also, excuse my major bandage finger right of Band-Aids. And I cut it on a Febreze plug-in. I'm just trying to make my house smell like linen. It's tough work. Trey, you're not coming to any of these cities. I'm near. Well, I'm doing another live stream show. That's right. All new material you've never seen before. All new videos, all new jokes. Do some fun Q&A. Do some sketches. It's going to be great. TreyKennedy.com/live. Get the tickets. That's going to be live November 24th. Okay. That's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Trey, I'm busy that night. It's okay. If you get access, if you buy a ticket, you can watch it through Thanksgiving weekend and then it goes away forever. All right. So it's not like you'll see it later. You got it those 5 days. So gather your fam, friends, check it out. Hope you enjoy it. That special. Is this thing still on? Because is it? I don't know. Is the world still spinning? I don't know. So check all that out. Appreciate it. It's good to be back on the road. Good to be back getting out of the house a little bit. I don't know. house still isn't done. The dining room, we can't pick a dining room light. So that's what I'm dealing with. Who cares? Just moving is horrible. I think about doing maybe a home ownership video. I think that'd be related. Y'all always send me any video ideas you want me to hear. I feel like you guys are funny people. Courtney just said the funniest thing this podcast ever heard. So hit it up, hit the email, follow the Instagram. And also the studio's growing, man. So come watch it on Trey Kennedy Studios on the YouTube channel. You'll enjoy that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, moving right along. I talked a lot about eating your baby last episode, and someone hit the DM on the Correct Opinions. They sent me this article saying, you know what? Wanting to eat your baby makes you a better parent. It's right here on mother.life.com or something. I don't know. It's science. Wanting to eat your baby makes you a better parent. Go ahead and nibble on your baby's dimples. Research says it makes you a better parent. Article goes on and says, we know that oftentimes certain insects eat their children right as they come out. And it's because they love them. No, that's not what it says. Baby is adorable, chunky, rolls and rolls, folding over and under one another. Okay. Drinking in all that delicious newness just makes us want to hold them and take care of them at this little stage of life forever. Okay, who wrote this? Honestly, we all know the urge to just squeeze them. So scrumptious. It's all we can do not to chomp down on those little plump thighs with all those tempting rolls. Dude, this isn't help. Doing our best to resist our desire to bite our baby, we can find ourselves wondering, is it normal? Rest assured, mama. Your urge to devour your baby or your toddler or your husband or your friend's baby, for that matter, is backed by evolution, biology, and plenty of research. Not only is it normal, it's healthy. I can't wait to see where this article goes. Let's continue. Babies are designed to help people fall in love with them. That makes sense. They have ginormous eyes, little bitty noses, above rosebud lips, chubby necks, squishy arms and legs, all up to pure sweetness. And they got those fresh yams of behind. so good you can eat it. You know, who's writing this? Making us want to take care of them and, yes, even eat them. These compulsions are part of a bonding mechanism and signify positive emotions and attachment, in addition to helping us decrease our stress levels. Several studies have provided insight into the biological foundations of human caregiving and neurobiological explanation while we feel these. In short, we are hardwired to be drawn to, care for, and want to eat. Okay, I still don't get the eat part. Let's keep going. Who wrote this? Dahmer? Guys, it's normal. It's just normal, okay? You guys are the weird ones. I'm the one who actually... Why is it illegal? Like, you can't eat somebody? In a submission to the Journal of Da-da-da, a team of researchers tested the impact of baby schema on their perception of cuteness and motivation for caretaking in 122 undergraduate students. Using morphing techniques, they manipulated photographs of 17 infant faces to produce images of high baby schema, or cute. The students viewed both categories along with original portraits of each infant, then rated the infant's cuteness and how much they were motivated to take care of them. Okay, taking care is different than eating. The study showed that the cuter the baby was, the more these people were just craving Chipotle burritos. What? The students viewed both categories along with original portraits of each infant, then rated the infant's cuteness, and it correlated with the strongest impulse to cuddle and provide protection for. It goes on to say, though cuteness can motivate us to care for anything that looks like a baby, it can also overstimulate us, throwing our brain into overload, and we want to bite. How does this all explain why we want to eat our baby? That's what we really want to know, motherly.com. Cute aggression is when an abundance of positive emotions elicits expressions normally associated with negative emotions. Could you believe that this is clearly an exaggeration? Could you imagine we had a bunch of women out here just like, congratulations, ma'am. It's a boy and it's a cute one. It's like, oh, crap. We got to keep an eye on this, mom. Keep the forks and knives out of the kitchen. Throw away the salt and pepper. She's going to eat little Tallulah. When you see something that's unbearably cute, you have this high positive reaction, said lead researcher Oriana Aragon. Robots did the study. It all comes back. It's a circle. It all comes back. Why do we do this? It's to release stress. What scientists are learning from this phenomenon is being explored as a means for possibly alleviating mental illness. It's perfectly normal and healthy to want to eat our babies. That did not explain that at all, did it? Wow. As far as our friends wanting to eat the baby, primatologist Susan and her colleagues say that harmless social biting may also be part of our evolutionary heritage as a way of testing our social bonds. Okay. So you like have a newborn and you just kind of get a few bites. It's a way of raising it. Bite the thing. So I guess science is on your side, blogger moms, when you're like, guess what's for dinner? Revolution Mindenhall, that's who. Serve them up. That science is backing, that's okay. So just dig in. I can't, my hands aren't tied here. Science is saying it. I'm just giving you the facts. It's here. So that is one for the books. Eat your babies. It's fine. That's what I'm hearing. We're going to write to this editor, Derek. He's like, hey, man, I was just doing some research. You ever looked at Google Trends? I said, I haven't. You search my name, see where it's research. Makes sense. Right here in the center of the country, baby. Come on, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri. We got high rates of checking out who your boy is. I love it. You know who's in first place? Sweet, sweet Utah. That's right. They're all search me. Who's this guy making fun of our baby names? Probably. But I don't know what's going on. We got a beef with the Dakotas. And Wyoming. I know my maps. Could this be due to literally 7 people living there? Yes, maybe. But I don't know. I think I have a beef with the Dakotas and Wyoming. But know where there's plenty of people? Vermont and West Virginia aren't searching your boy. West Virginia, do you got a prob? I love West Virginia. I've never been there. Hope to be there one day. But I guess I know We get some love in Oregon, Idaho. Okay, I love potatoes. I have plans to go to Idaho next year. I want plans to go to everywhere except West Virginia, I guess. So if you're from the Dakotas or Wyoming, I want to hear from you. I want to give you a shout out on the pod, because if I have one listener there, I might have one listener there. And I just want to appreciate you, because that's nice to have. Obviously, politics and COVID are dominating everything. I'm trying to talk about anything and anything else. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to talk about politics for a second. And I think you'll like it. I see this report. This is very recent. A small Kentucky town has elected a mayor, and it's a dog. Oh, come on. It's not the first time an animal has been mayor, but safe to say it won't be the last. A bulldog mayor is coming to this tiny Kentucky town. This pup earned 13,000 votes, setting a new record in the community of Rabbit Hash. A dog in Rabbit Hash. The city has elected a dog as mayor since 1998. He's yet to come up with any policies, but to be sure, he was the popular choice. Out of 23,000 votes, he was 13,000. He's replacing the current mayor, Brenneth Paltrow. It's a pun in there, a Paul. That's kind of a stretch. Who was a pit bull who's been in office since 2017. I heard that, yeah, they had to get rid of the pit bull mayor as he ate the vice mayor. That's not even a position. Don't want to make fun of pit bulls. They're so sweet. Well, they can't be. They also will kill you in your sleep. His biggest opponents were a beagle named Jack Rabbit, a golden retriever named Poppy, a border collie named Ladystone, who served as an ambassador for the town. What is this, Pets 3? What is happening over here? Who lives here? Rabbit Hash likes to choose his mayors based on the candidate's willingness to have their bellies scratched. Locals vote for the candidate. Rabbit Hash is also known as one of the meth capitals of the Appalachian. I'm kidding, it doesn't say that. Rabbit Hash has had the mayoral race ever since, and it also all started with a dog named Goofy. Okay. We gotta do some more research on this. Congrats to Wilbur. He's gonna be great. He's gonna be a great mayor. Rabbit Hash, Kentucky. What's going on here? Oh, here's another article. This tradition merged in the 90s. There was a man named Don Clare who thought it'd be a great idea to elect some type of animal as mayor of the town. This Ohio River town of just under 500 people is on the National Register of Historic Places. There's a thriving community of dog lovers in the town, including her. She's, you know how we, it's probably Utah one, this town too, for people who probably listen to the podcast. Just the widest dog loving town. That doesn't get any wider than that. Our mayor is it's a French bulldog. He's so cute. From 2017 to 2019, the French bulldog has been the fourth most popular dog breed in the country. French bulldog, America. Okay, I like French food, French dogs, French people. Though I don't know, they're not very friendly, but they're dog. French people, pretty cold, aloof people, right? French dogs. Oh, give me more of that. Do any French people hold office in America? Probably. I don't know. This dog might have beat him to it. She said Wilbur's handling the stress of the new job pretty well. He's done a lot of interviews locally. He's had a lot of people petting him, a lot of belly scratches, and a lot of ear rubs. Unfortunately, he did have his leg eaten off by the former pit bull mayor, Gwyneth Paltrow. So, prayers up to Wilbur. Hope he makes it through that. Shout out to him for taking down the beagle, which is a great breed of dog. That's today in weird news. Politics. I'm sorry, I didn't want to talk about politics, but I did it. I hope you guys are enjoying the video portion of the podcast. I'm really having fun with it. I also do a bonus podcast, me and Jake, every week. Go get it. We're doing another merch giveaway in the month of November for those to sign up. We already gave out that winner to, I believe it was Megan Beasley, if I remember the name correctly. I do. Correct opinion. So every Thursday, there's a new podcast episode. You check it out. Don't miss it. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Heading off, doing a little time in Houston. Going to a friend's 30th birthday party. I'm going to be 30 pretty soon, which is wild. I'm about to turn 28 is what I'm doing. So 30's got a little ways away, but I'm turning 28. Who cares about birthdays anymore? I was best man at a guy's wedding whose birthday was the other day. I didn't remember it. I've been doing this community app to like text y'all. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it. I might just communicate y'all through like Insta story and stuff, because that's easier. But I Yeah, I once, and apologize if I said this before, but I texted my friend through the like fan communication service, happy birthday, instead of actually him personally. Just not a birthday guy. Who cares? 28. Blech. What's it matter? I don't know. What happens at 28? Nothing. Your knees hurt a little more. That's all I've experienced. So that's coming up. You get your merch. That's out now. Shop.trekinu.com. Seltzer Saturday. Autumn's up. Do less, God bless. New drops all around. Thank you all for who've purchased it so far. We got to spread the message. Do less, God bless. Who knows what's going to happen at the end of this year. I'm getting my Christmas tree set up because it is Christmas time. Okay. I don't want to hear about these people waiting until Thanksgiving. I do love Thanksgiving, but I'm okay if there's a Christmas tree in the corner while I celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm surprised Thanksgiving's still happening if that hasn't been canceled yet, but it is, and that's okay. Yeah, I'm cooking for Thanksgiving. Ready to fire up the old oven. I haven't even used it yet. I haven't, but I'm gonna get this thing going, and I've just spent some time with family, which is good. I'm back home, but they'll be coming up. Excited to host, and it made me think, like, what if I was around some family that it's like they're kind of like appliances, if you think about it, you know? Like, I was around, you know, you have like your crazy great uncle or something who's like all this, he says weird, kind of like maybe slightly racist and conspiracy stuff, but he's, you know, he's a good guy, but. You know, it's he's kind of like a, I don't know, like a maybe a smoker or something. Like it takes a while to kind of get it going, but if once he does, he'll go for hours, and the end result it'll be strong. You know what I'm saying? You got like your mom's like an oven. You know, if you get her preheating, she could burn you, right? But at the same time, she's down to warm you up, keep you warm, or straight broil you. Why aren't you married? Why aren't you dating anyone? Why don't you have kids? I don't have any grandkids. I don't know. You got like everyone has a microwave. Microwave's like, it's just quick and easy and gets the job done. It was like a Tinder date or something. Okay, I don't know. Okay, we're getting off the rails here. Wait, it took us forever, but we were delayed on our kitchen hood. That's a thing you don't want to have to buy or care about. But the thing that just, I guess you're required to have that. I'm like, do we need that? Like, yeah, I guess you're supposed to. It just sucks the smoke out. It just sucks all the stuff out of all the good stuff coming out. You got to suck it out of the house. You got to suck it out. It's like the boring cousin doesn't say anything. And you got to, I don't know. Basically, the entire family is just like the Vitamix. Throw it in there, blend it up. And depending on who's exactly there, it might turn out good, might turn out pretty gross. So that's just something to think about. I don't know if y'all send me your comparisons there, but Correct Opinions, episode 61. Help your boy out. I'm cooking Thanksgiving feast. I need some suggestions. I need some good hostess tips. I know I got some good people in there. Good people of, I know people of Idaho and Utah can help me out. I don't know about West Virginia. Where are they at? Anyways, thank you all again for hanging with your boy. I'll be here every Wednesday. You know that. Hope to see some of you out on the road. Hope to see a lot of you on the live stream. And I'll see you every week. All right. Do less. God bless. Correct Opinions is out. Episode 61. Talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.